Good morning and welcome to the local spotlight show here at WJBM radio station. And this morning I have with me Jeremy LaPlante. He's with Edward Jones Investment here in Jerseyville. Welcome, Jeremy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so you're a local boy. Did you grow up here in Jerseyville?
I did. Basically born and raised here in the Fielden and Rosedale area, and graduated high school here in 95, and spent 3 years in the Army over in Germany, and then moved back here and been here ever since. So
now you're a family man?
Yes.
Yes.
Married my high school sweetheart, Julie Stumpy, and we have three children. Jay, I think everybody in town knows Jay.
Yeah, and Jay.
And Josie and Jara. But I've been married for 27 years now.
27? High school sweetheart. So when did you actually, what was your first date like?
Oh my gosh. So so first of all, Julie was a dairy farmer's daughter. So we had to...
You went out and milked cows for her?
I helped a few times. And the funny story is that her father, you know, I'd be in there trying to get to know this cow before I really got in there.
This is your first date?
This is one of, not the first, but why we were dating.
I want to go out, Jerry LaPlante. We'll bring him out here. We'll see if he can milk cows.
Yeah, so the funny story was that, and anybody that knows Lewis Stumpy, he's the most patient man and kindest man I think you'll ever meet, but he was... he got a little tired of watching me take my time with this cow as I'm trying to hook up, you know, the milking equipment, right? And he's like, better move over, son, so we can get out of here tonight. And so the point of that was that we had to get these, had to get the chores done before we go to a movie. So we always had to go to the 9 o'clock movie and stuff when we were dating because, you know, the Stumpies had kids that work the farm, and Julie milked the cows during high school before we could, you know, go out a lot. So
you'd have to show up and help milk.
I would on occasion. Most of the time, yeah, they would give me the butt out of the way so they could really. I was a lot slower. I didn't have the experience.
Right? Yeah. So right. Did you ever catch on?
I think so. I mean, it's you know, you got to really clean them off right first. And, it was an experience,
you
I'll
know,
tell you.
I tell you what, the first time I met you, you shook my hand, and I thought, I bet he smoked cows for a living.
Now, with your big paws, that says something, all right?
All right, so anyway, so now, how many years ago was it that you went in the service?
So in I was in from 95 to 98.
So how old were you then?
And just straight out, I was 18, right out of high school. I took the summer off after high school and went in September and went down to Fort Knox. I was a 19 kilo for those Army guys out there. That's an M1 A1 tanker. So the big tanks.
You ran one of those?
I did. I got to.
Did they make you milk cows before you?
They did not. They made me do everything else on
you
that
say,
tank.
Stay out of the way. Let me show you how to run this thing.
Basically, yeah. I mean, just imagine 18-year-old kids with this huge, you talk about all these guys now on side by side.
$2 million tank, $3
million. 64-ton tank.
64-ton.
Yes, we had a great time in the Army. Not always great time, you know, there's a lot of work in there. And but, yeah, we would take that thing out and, you know, do our maneuvers, do our operations, and then the.
Did you ever get to shoot it?
I did. I was a tank gunner for two gunneries over in Germany, and it was amazing. 120 millimeter shell, just unbelievable.
120 millimeter. What's that break down in inches?
Oh, let's say it's about an 8 to 9 inch
diameter.
Diameter. Yeah.
How long would it be?
So there's two rounds. The Sabo, the armor piercing one, would be about 2.5 feet, and then the heat round would be almost 3. So yeah, whoa. There's just big old huge shells that were loading up there, and you've got to learn how to do it all in there.
Demo a building pretty fast with one of those.
They'd do some damage. So
so you came back home, and then what did you start doing?
So I joined the Army because I wanted the college fund, you know, and I wanted to spent 2 years really, but ended up being 3. Went to Bosnia during that time, and when I was in Germany also for 8 months. And but I joined for the college fund, so I got out, started going to SIUE. had my son Jay, special needs guy, and there was an opportunity with Southwestern Bell at the time that I found out about over in University City. And so I took a full-time job, left school, and would full-time I was doing school at night. But was, you know, I, as a basically a install and repair guy with the telephone company, so IBW guy for actually ended up being 17 years.
17?
Mm-hmm. Before I became a financial advisor. But was across the river, ended up getting on in Godfrey. Phone companies changed. They've merged a couple of times. It was Ameritech, SBC, and now it's AT&T. But I thought I would actually retire from AT&T, to be honest. But the garage that I had was down that I went to was in on Homer Adams down there by Carrollton Bank. And if you go down there now, you'll see a Tucker's Automotive. There used to be 25 guys up until, it was 2013. There was about 25 of us. And now there are 5 in the Alton area. So that's why I had to go find a new career.
Oh, start cutting back.
Fiber Optics ran me, a copper guy, out of business.
I see.
So they didn't need as many of us.
So who turned you on to going into the investment business?
Yeah, so here it was just basically out of left field. I never thought I'd be a financial advisor, to be honest. But I led worship at a church for almost 11 years at Lifehouse Community Church in Alton with Andrea Yoder and then her husband Jeremy Yoder.
I know them both.
And Andrea, they're both with Edward Jones. And, you know, they came to me and said, we know you're looking for a new career, and we think you'd make a great financial advisor. And I looked at them both, Chris, I was like, what are you talking about? Here I am, a 17-year IBW man.
Well, what did they like about you? I mean, they thought that you, I mean, besides your big hands, it's strong grip.
Right, right. we should ask them. No, it was, they just said, the personality and how I care for people just that, I guess, basically likability, I would say.
Likability?
Yeah. So they said, we can teach you the black and white on investments. Edward Jones has a great training program. You'll be fine. You know, if you want to, going to be a lot of hard work at first and, still is, but it's a, it was a leap, I'll say that, from at 36 years old.
But that's kind of fun, too.
It was.
It's a challenge. You like a challenge.
Honestly, I'd done several things within the telephone company and kind of get bored after 8 years of doing a certain thing and business data and stuff like that, sell sites. But
now you're also a musician.
Yeah. So we've always enjoyed, obviously, playing your old restaurant, right? George's here.
But I mean, you've been a musician for a long time.
I have. It's it's funny, one of how it all started, and this is kind of the big scoop I get. Ray Rentz, a buddy Ray, we played baseball together.
Yeah.
He played shortstop and I played left field. And I'd be out there in high school.
Okay.
And I'd just be singing, you know, there's not a whole lot going out in left field. I'd be out there just singing a song or whatever's going on and waiting for a ball to be hit to me. And years later, Ray came to me. He needed a singer for a Christmas project, a small gig at Pier Marquette Lodge for a holiday program. And I said, Ray, what are you talking about? I said, again. He goes, oh, I heard you sing out there. You can do it with me and stuff. And so I went and did this little Christmas gig at Pier Marquette with him, and that was the very first time I really got into a band and being, you know, into music and stuff. So,
but did you play in the guitar then?
No, I didn't. I really just sang. So any singer who doesn't, you know, you're not going to be with all your friends all the time, right? And guitarists and everything. So I picked up the acoustic and kind of had a brother-in-law teach me some chords, and the rest is play some rhythm guitar now. So
I think you played at our place maybe a couple years ago, first time. And I mean, actually, you blew the hat off my head. I did not realize. I mean, I thought, okay, whatever, you know. But I mean, you sounded great, and your band sounded great.
Well, and I appreciate that. And Krista Ham, who sings with me, she really makes the difference, because she can harmonize to almost any melody.
Yes,
and just
beautiful voice.
Yeah, she really makes
beautiful person, beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's great.
So now you got with Edward Jones. With Edward Jones, you know, they do they give you like, okay, here's your, this is your territory, take off, go, or what, how does that work?
So you get to choose. I mean, really, I've got clients in 12 states right now, so there is no set territory, but where's your home, where's your office going to be, right? And this is my hometown. I'm happy to come back to my hometown, serve here, serve the community, serve my families, and that's been a blessing. But technically, there is no territory, but you do have to have an office location, and I was fortunate enough to come back to my hometown. And you know, my wife Julie is an accountant here in town and a CPA, so with Dragan Associates, so that helped out. And I think that was the other reason that the Yoders kind of looked at this as a good opportunity, because there is this, a lot of what we do in the investment world is coincides with your taxation, and having a CPA wife for, you know, 27 years, that kind of helps out. That's where Jones said, hey, we think you'd be, we're expanding in Jerseyville, and we'd like a third advisor here, and the opportunity presented itself, so that was good.
So give me an example of how you do, I mean, you are, you do have, I have some money with you, and you take care of me.
So yeah, full disclosure, we have to, for regulatory purposes on this, say that Chris and Brenda are clients, okay? So, I have a process, I always call it the get to know you appointment. We simply sit down. If folks are interested and they need help, you know, planning for retirement, planning for college education, estate planning, insurance needs, whatever is going on in your life financially, I am a CHFC, which is Chartered Financial Consultant. So we sit down, have a get to know you appointment. We're going to dig into what's going on in your life right now. You know, basically just see where you're saving at, and get to know what's really the most important thing that you want to focus on right now. Is that planning for retirement, or is it some other need? And then how do we get there? You know, so everything comes down to suitability. Also, I know we
suitability.
Suitability. So really, I'm going to get into risk in the market. There's not only risk in the stock market, but bond market also, as we've seen last year. Whatever type of investment there is, there's always some sort of risk out there. Okay.
Well, what's tell the listeners, what is the difference between a stock and a bond?
Sure. So a stock is going to be, you're buying ownership of a certain company.
Okay.
So whatever company that may be, but it's packaged in different ways. There's individual stocks, there's mutual funds, there's ETFs. So there's different ways to own ownership of these companies.
Okay? ETFs? What's it?
That is an exchange traded fund.
Okay.
And you can, it's just a different way to own it. It's a different, I'll say it's a different package or a different type of investment. But individual bonds, there's mutual funds that are made of bonds, there's different, basically, again, different packaging and the way that they, the consumer or retail, can invest in these
companies. In a bond, is there still companies in a bond, or is it, or this?
So there's different, many, many different types of bonds from municipalities. It can be like, say for example, JCH Hospital wants to put on a new wing, and or X Hospital wants to put on a wing, and they need to raise money for that project.
Right.
And you're going to become the bank and loan them some money. Right, and they're going to pay you an interest, a certain rate there on the coupon. So a lot of those details and things we could always go into.
So your investors act as the bank?
On a bond, yes. But hope I'm not stepping on our regulatory toes too much here on getting into the deed, but we're not making any recommendations. That's what I can do.
Right, I just was wanting to explain what the difference is between the two.
But yes, there's just think about it as ownership or loan. We call it owner loan, basically. So ownership is on the equity side, getting into the stocks, and then loaning is really what you're doing on some of the fixed income products, okay?
Can I ask, who are the majority of your customers? What kind of, what age, or what are we looking at?
So I call it, who is my ideal client, right?
Yeah, who is that ideal client?
Every business is gonna, you wanna be successful, and you gotta really know what your target or ideal client is. For me, that's going to be the pre-retirees and retirees, those that have
right around that age
accumulated the funds, right, to manage. I mean, we are in business to be in business still, right? So we have to always, and I'll tell you, we have about 450 families that we serve, and I have Carrie Decker in my office, who's my branch office administrator, and, you know, it's a big responsibility. We're very blessed to have a successful business in town, but I think it's a tremendous responsibility to manage my family's life savings, and that's mm-hmm. what they've entrusted us with. So sitting down, just getting to know simple things, you know, I call it painting the picture also. You know, there's a lot of things to do with that we can help around navigating some taxes in there, life insurance needs to the estate planning, all these, but it's really painting that picture of what do you want to get out of retirement. And when we sit down, we put pen to paper on what you have saved, what you will save, and when you want to retire. There's only really a few factors that we can change in there of how much we are saving, how much we're spending, and when you truly want to retire, you know. So putting a date to that and seeing what that looks like for both husband and wife, or whatever the case may be. So
do you have a strategy that sets you apart from other investors?
Yeah, I would just say that Edward Jones, we've been in business for 100 years now. We just celebrated our 100th year as a firm, and we are known as a buy and hold firm. So we're not day trading. We're not doing this type of investment that became popular, I'd say, a few years back once the average investor, you know, wanted to say get on some of the other competitors out there and trade more frequently. And you know, I wish them well, but I think I'm happy with our philosophy and how we help our families invest. We are a buy and hold firm.
Yeah, so. Actually, I was just visiting with an old friend of mine mm-hmm. from college days yesterday, and he's retired. He's and he might have investments with, you know, firms, but I go, what have you been doing? He goes, well, you know, I get on, I trade daily, you know? So he gets on, he goes, I make a little money, but I have fun doing it. You know, it gives me something to do. So he
and
does
honestly,
that.
And honestly,
it's a hobby.
Yes, there's what I always tell, I've got families that do that also, but I say, let's have your serious long-term money with me and let me help you with that. And then if you want to have fun, and because it is exciting, right? Yeah. It's more enjoyable. It's not your play money exactly, because it's real money, but yeah. But it is it can be a hobby or something that they enjoy doing. So we earmark a certain amount for that, you know. But there's serious long term money that's going to provide that income for their life or whatever needs are going on. That's the stuff that I handle. Okay, so.
What else you got? Anything else you want to add to this little conversation?
You know,
before we get back into the milking story.
Sure. Well, last week when we talked, right, we kind of stumbled on a subject that who you just had Marty Hansen here in the building, right? That her and Erica Heitzig are heading up a new project, trying to get some organization for young adults that are special needs, that have now graduated, okay, and looking for work, looking for some activities, you know, to they want to be productive in society. They want to have, you know, a purpose in there also.
Sure.
And this is something that's just coming about. They started this group in the summer. I think it'd be great down the road when we get this organized with them is to come back on and talk about what they're doing, because they're trying to. We just had a parents meeting a couple weeks back at the library, and they're getting help from, there's Challenge, used to be Challenge Unlimited, and now it's called, I think, just Challenges is the company's name down in Alton area. They are great at helping families with this kind of
special needs.
Yes, all special needs work. And
Can you give a brief definition for people that might not understand what you're...
Yeah, and again, this is just coming off the...
I mean, special needs, just fine.
Okay,
that.
So like my son, he's got Smith-Magenis syndrome. It's a chromosomal deletion of the 17th chromosome, similar to how Down syndrome is, and that's a different chromosome. I think it's 23rd or 26th, one of those.
Okay.
You know, there can be other things from cerebral palsy to whatever affliction or disability is going on in your life there that many, many disabilities, right? And,
right.
And rare things to disorders, all kinds of stuff, right? And whatever, if it's physical or sometimes mental, right? So
right. Okay.
All these disabilities, but these kids are becoming young adults. My son does go to Lewis and Clark for College for Life 4 days a week. It's a great program down there where these folks, It's 9 to 2:40, and he does basic life skills courses all day long.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great program that they have, and he can go until he's really for life, 60 years old, 65-year-olds in the classes with him, and they are such great, great folks, and Jay absolutely loves it. So it's a great program.
And so what are you guys putting together? What are they working on?
So the organization is really what is needs to take place now. During that meeting, we found out that they tried to do a remote office in Quincy for actually about 3 years, and it didn't end up. It is a business for them too. They're not trying to, you know, make a huge profit, but it is, they have to fund it also, right? So it is a for-profit business. What they're trying to do is what we really need to happen is get the awareness out so that we can have a list of folks that are in need. We know that there's, you know,
yeah,
people like my son and many others around that want to work, that need some employment, something to come and do, and not just occupy the time, but give them a purpose, right? And they look forward to that stuff.
So let's make some people aware right now. So yeah. Who do they contact?
So if
they have somebody that has special needs in their family.
Yeah, if you want to, you can start by contacting me, and I'll pass your information along to Erica and Marty as they're getting this up and off the ground. I mean, this is just starting to happen right now. Okay. So as this summer, we're only a few meetings into it, trying to figure out what we found from that company was that, there has to be, let's say, around 40 young adults that are
interested.
Right now you go to Alton for this service, but if we can someday get a remote office here in Jerseyville and it continues to grow, because unfortunately in our world there is more and more, from autistic needs to Asperger's to, you know, Down syndrome, there's many, many disabilities right now and special needs folks out there that that we'd like to help. But it takes some organization, and right now there has to be a need for them to put that effort into this community. Okay,
so if they were to get a hold of you, what's the easiest way? Just Google you?
My email is probably the best, at jeremy.laplante@edwardjones.com. Just simply touch base with us. I'll give you my office number down the road, and they can get in touch with us, and I'll pass that their name and number and get to know them, see what they have going on with, you know, how old their child is, what's the disability, what are they looking for, how many days a week, this type of thing, you know. So
Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in today. We covered a lot of ground today, from
the milk barn.
The milk barn. Yeah,
Julie's gonna love that, by the way.
Yes,
he's gonna love it.
Yes. Okay.
But
thanks. I'm gonna shake your hand.
Thank you so much, Chris.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Take care.